most direct way that deer contracts CWD is the nose-to-nose and saliva contact. People are like, oh, it's in the ground now, and it's in the plants and all of that, and we don't know how big of a load it takes for them.
Brock Rosenkranz and Dave Behrens talking, and again, we'll be back with Mike and Cody, the wardens from the area, coming up on Friday to talk more about the upcoming gun deer season.
At its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town, or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Republicans on the House Ethics Committee voting not to release the report on the investigation into Matt Gaetz, the former congressman accused of sexual misconduct, illicit drug use, and obstruction of government investigations into his conduct. Gaetz resigned his House seat after Donald Trump nominated him to be the next attorney general. After nearly a month without moisture in the Northeast, it is finally raining in parts of New York and New Jersey that have been struggling with wildfires and drought this autumn. This man lives in New York City.
It's about time that it rained. You know, the city needs a wash. You know, the city needs a little bit of moisture. You know, there's been the fires, so I'm really happy that we finally got some rain here in the city.
Too much rain in parts of the Pacific Northwest. A weather pattern known as a bomb cyclone has brought strong winds and lots of rain. It's led to two deaths and more than 350,000 power outages. This is ABC News. Susan Smith, accused of killing her two children 30 years ago, denied her freedom once again. Here's ABC's Victor Oquendo.
Susan Smith has been denied parole after tearfully making her case for freedom.
I know that what I did was horrible.
In October 1994, Smith rolled her car into a South Carolina lake while her three-year-old son Michael and 14-month-old Alex were strapped in their car seats. Smith then lied to authorities, saying she'd been carjacked by a black man, pleading for her sons to be returned safely.
I want to say to my babies that your mama loves you so much.
Later confessing to letting her car go into that lake.
Four foreign tourists, including an American teenager, are believed to have died from alcohol tainted with methanol in a resort in Laos. One Australian teenager remains in critical condition on life support. Boston sports fans will have a once-in-a-lifetime chance to bid on priceless Red Sox memorabilia, including four World Series trophies, at an auction starting Saturday. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more. We've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Hello, WRCL listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker, coming to you live from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in historic downtown Richland Center. Thursday is the day. Get your fresh and hot, from the oven, Cornish pasty. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny. Our current hours are Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday, 8 to 2 p.m.
Celebrating the life of your loved one is a commitment all of us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service take very seriously. I'm Nick Hodge. We have helped families since 1889 celebrate, honor, and remember the life of a loved one. Our promise to you is to provide service that allows you to be able to say goodbye while finding comfort and healing along the way. And we're available to answer your questions at any time at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet.
Looking for some adorable Halloween and fall decor? Head on down to Court & Main in downtown Richland Center. Right now, everything Halloween and fall is 50% off. From cute pumpkins to cozy throw blankets, festive table settings, and charming wall art, you'll find everything you need to get into the spooky spirit at a great price. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturdays, 9 to noon. Come visit us. We can't wait to see you.
Happy holidays from all of the crafters and consigners at the Creative Outlet in Richland Center.
Today's WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a house is easier than you think with less than 20% down.
A high of 41 today, scattered light snow showers possible, a few sprinkles by midday, and also for the winds, 15 to 25 with gusts near 40 degrees, or 40 miles an hour, I should say. For tonight, mostly cloudy and breezy, a low of 35. Friday, mostly cloudy and still a bit breezy, a high of 44. Saturday, 42 with peaks of sunshine and up to 45 on Sunday. Right now in Richland Center, 13 mile an hour winds, and it's 29 degrees. Certainly is a mixture of precipitation, accumulation amounts as you drive around the area. You're going to see some areas where there's white on the ground, maybe even some roads that have a few spots on them today. And then other places like right here, you wouldn't know that it even snowed yesterday. No accumulation here, just a trace of precipitation. We did get a reminder from one of our listeners in Highland that they had some snow on the ground. They could track a cat there, and there were a few mentions of a few slippery spots as well. But it is an on-time morning in southwest Wisconsin here on this Thursday, November 21st.
Hey, there goes one. Hey, you shot my cow.
It's the second week of deer camp. I got a swollen head. I'm lying with the dust balls underneath my bed. An icy breeze is blowing in through the tongue and groove. My pants are frozen to the floor and I'm too sick to move. I didn't drink too many, only 30 cans of beer. It must have been that last shot that put me under here. It's the second week of deer camp and all the guys are here. We drink, play cards and shoot the bull, but never shoot no deer. The only time we leave the camp is when we go for beer. The second week of deer camp is the greatest time of year. I remember playing poker, that weasel must have won. He's wearing mine with swampers and sleeping with my gun. He's snoring like a chainsaw, the camp smells like a dump. Someone's dirty underwear is hanging on the pump. Muckles in the wood box, Peter's passed out on the stove. His flannel shirt is smoking, I wonder if he knows. It's the second week of deer camp, and all the guys are here. We drink, play cards, and shoot the bull, but never shoot no deer. The only time we leave the camp is when we go for beer. The second week of deer camp is the greatest time of year. Vito's crawling through the door, I think he got frostbite. He passed out in the outhouse, and he'd been there since last night. Goofa stumbles through the door, he says he got a buck. He was coming from the wayside, and he killed it with his truck. And Musty cracks a beer and says, it's time to celebrate. Goofy's got the first buck since 1968. It's the second week of deer camp, and all the guys are here. We drink, play cards, and shoot the bull, but never shoot no deer. The only time we leave the camp is when we go for beer.
deer camp is the greatest time of year. It's the second week of deer camp, and all the guys are here. We drink, play cards, and shoot the bull, but never shoot no deer.
The Youpers and the second week of deer camp. It's already getting kind of wild, getting ready. I know Joanne's got her her deer cabin all ready to go there and ready to fight there. Or what is it? Oh, no, you're going to the craft shows on Saturday, aren't you?
I'm working Saturday.
Oh, you're working Saturday. Okay. All right. Well, maybe she can go deer hunting next week or something. But anyway, good to have you along. We'll see what old Hank Bray is doing in just a little bit here. This is Kenny Chesney in Old Dominion.
WRCO Studios, proudly sponsored by the Richland Family Restaurant. Fill up with something delicious.
Tim McGraw on WRCO Radio. Well, Morgan Wallen, or Morgan Whalen, as Jeff Bridges called him, won the Entertainer of the Year at the Country Music Association Awards last night in Nashville. Wallen was the lead nominee with 7 and did not win any other award. He was not there to accept. Chris Stapleton won 4 awards last night. Male Vocalist Song of the Year for White Horse and 2 for Single of the Year for White Horse because he sang and produced it. Lainey Wilson won Female Vocalist. Ronnie Dunn's reaction after Brooks and Dunn won Vocal Duo of the Year for the first time since 2006 was, "What a weird business." It was their 15th time winning the award. Old Dominion won Vocal Group of the Year for the 7th straight time, beating Little Big Town's record. Cody Johnson won Album of the Year for Leather, and Megan Maroney won the New Artist Award of the Year. At last night, among the highlights at the CMAs.
November is a time to reflect on all we are thankful for, especially our veterans who protect our freedoms. We honor your service. Sponsored by The Shoebox, Julie Karen State Farm, Burnham Lumber, and Supps Gym.
The NASCAR Fans United Grace Team invite you to come out and enjoy the original Fall Craft Fair at the Richland Center Intermediate School this Saturday from 9 until 3. Lots of quality crafts and direct sale items for your holiday shopping. Lunch will be available. Admission is free. All proceeds will go to Grace. Make plans to attend the Fall Craft Fair at the Richland Center Intermediate School, Highway 80 South, this Saturday. For more information, call April at 293-1342.
Sleepy Hollow GM Certified Service Express. Just drive right in. Oil changes, tire rotations, and basic maintenance. Just drive right in. No appointment. Come when it's convenient for you. 7:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, and until noon on Saturday. Pull up the doors on the quick trip side, and the door will open automatically. You just drive right in. At Sleepy Hollow Chevy Buick GMC on Baroqua's North Side.
Oh, Sleepy Hollow, we'll take care of you.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center has been a partner in creating opportunities for local people and businesses since 1881. That's a lot of different loans for a lot of different people in a lot of different circumstances, but all decided the same way by local people at your local hometown independent bank, the Richland County Bank. See what a local bank can do for you. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Apples are in great supply at Oakwood Fruit Farm, and now is the perfect time to visit. Right now, all remaining apples are 20% off, perfect for gifts or family treats. Plus, enjoy fresh apple cider and save room for bakery favorites like the daily made apple cider donuts, take and bake pies, and turnovers. Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road, is open 7 days a week from 9 until 4, or until the apples are gone. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
Are you looking for some entertainment treasures? Visit the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center, where they're offering a huge 50% off all media items, CDs, DVDs, VHS tapes, records, albums. If it's media, it's half off. From the oldies but goodies to hard-to-find classics, they've got an amazing variety just waiting for you. Open Wednesday through Friday from 9 to 5, Saturday 10 to 4. Stop by, explore, and uncover incredible finds. The Family Thrift Shop, where every visit is a treasure hunt.
At the Richland Hospital and Clinics, we understand the lifestyle changes that come with a new diabetes diagnosis can feel overwhelming. We are here to help. Our team of dedicated certified diabetes care and education specialists is ready to work with you to share knowledge, support you, and help you set attainable goals. Reach out now to learn how the Richland Hospital and Clinics can help you live your healthiest life.
Thursday's Roundup from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, and by Bob's Auto Body. On today's Roundup, we'll take a look at world records and a recap of Phil's night off. Were Phil's activities last night worthy of a night off?
It's time for the Roundup.
Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out.
Ride them in,
rawhide.
Hey, Hank's
morning, Philip.
How you doing?
I'm good, buddy. And you?
Not too bad. Did you have snow down your way?
A little bit.
Did you?
Yeah, just a little bit, you know? A little bit.
Some people said they had enough to track a cat. And one of our predictors said we would only have 22 snowfalls this year. So some places it counts as one because they could track a cat. But we are down one then because we can't track a cat here.
Right. We couldn't track a cat anyway, Phil.
Well, probably not. But.
So, I mean, it could snow 45 times. We still couldn't track a cat.
Couldn't track a cat. Well, probably not.
You know it. I know it.
Maybe
anyway,
a caterpillar
everybody's,
bulldozer.
Everybody's... You know, people are wondering what you did last night to play a John Denver song so early and such a beautiful song to your wife, June.
Sure. Can I play a song and just...
Well, everybody... Just
for the fun of it?
Yeah, that would be unlike you.
I'm... yeah, I played it. I'm nothing... We had a good night last night.
I understand. But did June...
Oh, I don't know. I did a little work in here, and then
wondering minds are wanting to know what you did to make her mad, where you had to play that song.
Oh, I did a little work in here, and then I went home, and we started watching a movie, and that's the last thing I remember. So,
so you fell asleep on it.
Might be it, yeah.
Yeah, that a boy, Phil. That a boy. Always there for him,
well,
are you?
You know, just doing what I could do.
So your night off, everybody's again wondering, do you deserve the night off last night?
Oh, yeah, sure, absolutely.
Did you? What did you have for supper? Anything good?
Hamburger.
Oh, yep. Sweet. Yeah.
What did you have for supper? SpaghettiOs and meatballs and...
No, I had... what did I have? I had pork.
Pork?
Yep. Kind of like I cut the pork up, threw it in the pan.
Right.
Yep, right there.
You got to make a cookbook sometime. Hank Bray's... Cooking favorites.
Yeah. Hank Bray's don't follow recipe.
Yeah?
There's a lot of times I just throw stuff. Like last week, I put, I got some shredded hash browns, threw them in the crock pot. I threw a pound of potatoes in with it. And then a pound of hamburger.
I was going to say, more potatoes.
Yeah, more potatoes. So hash browns with, and I put potatoes in there. I put cheddar cheese soup. You ever heard of cheddar cheese soup?
Oh, sure.
Threw that in there. Put sour cream. I put, what else did I put in there? Put a little bit of jalapenos, just, you know, chopped up. I like jalapenos taste. I'm not a big, heat does not bother me, but put some, I like the taste.
Uh-huh. And it was good?
Yeah, it was really good. So
doesn't sound too bad.
Yeah, that was, it was basically a, hamburger helper, homemade hamburger helper thing.
Oh, sure.
So then I put cheddar cheese in there, all kind of stuff. So
I thought you were going with a hash burger, which I've made those before.
Oh, I've never made a hash burger.
Hash browns, then a hamburger, some cheese on top. There you go.
You can't beat Turbo's hash burger.
Right. Well, I'm trying to replicate that, but I haven't done it yet.
You can't replicate that. And that's good stuff out there.
Right.
It feeds you for a week.
State football today. And I was thinking back to... the late, great Pete Athanas, our former owner, he and I went to a state football game one time. And I don't even recall who was playing. But I remember it was, I was as cold as I've been in my whole life. And I had, like, heavy coat, and I think I had a snowmobile suit and insulated boots. And we sat at Camp Randall for a game and a half. And I said, I don't know if I can take any more. And I remember walking across to, at that time there was a franchise known as Ovens of Brittany in Madison, and got some French onion soup, which is really good, with the bread on top and the cheese on top of that. And it was, I remember it was the best soup I ever had in my life just because it was so cold, and I almost ordered another bowl to dip my toes in because I couldn't feel it.
Well, don't worry about that because the guy before you dipped his toes
in yours. Probably did. That's why the soup is so good, I guess. But nonetheless, I thought about that today.
Did Mr. Mathanis buy that day?
I think he did. Oh, yeah, he did. Potosi Cassville and Edgar the first game.
Yep.
And
good luck to Potosi Cassville.
Oh, they're a good team.
My goodness.
We saw them the second game of the year. They played Richland Center, and I said at the time that team will be at state because I don't know that I've seen a Division VII team with what stuck out to me was the line, more so than the skilled players or anybody. I'm just like big, fast line at a school that size, and you can go a long ways.
Without question. And if you have a decent running back and a decent quarterback that don't turn the football over, you can win some ball games.
Right. So we'll see how they do today against Edgar.
Yeah. So, but there's a lot of good local football teams that didn't make it. You know, one of them is Highland. So
eight player,
they get beat by the state champions by 2 points.
Yep,
by Owen Withy. Owen Withy beats Lena, on Alaska, or I'm sorry, Lena Aquinas, okay, by what was it?
It was
three touchdowns?
52 to 36.
Yeah, 52 to 36. No, 50 to 36. So two touchdowns.
Okay.
The game was way out of hand before that. So, Highlands are really, really, was a really, really good football team that people, you know. Mm-hmm. And another really good football team around here, if you didn't get to see them, is River Ridge. Mm-hmm. I mean, they took Potosi Cassville to the, I mean, to the fourth quarter.
Yeah, they did.
So, some good football around here, and you know, too bad that all of them can't go to state. That's just the way it is. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, and a lot of times they funnel through the same regional,
yes, they
or
do,
half sectional and everything.
Look at Potosi Cassville. They played Blackhawk Warren. They were number one and number four teams in the state, and they played in the first round.
Right.
It makes no sense to me.
It doesn't add up sometimes.
It doesn't. Nope. So, and Ithaca, they had a good football team. Mm-hmm. I mean, Ithaca would stroke you. I mean, they would. When I say that, they would hit you.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they had a good line too. That,
oh yeah,
and makes a difference.
Yeah. So they had a good running back, good quarterback. I mean, they good football team. So good things.
But again, time to move in for poor old radio announcers.
Yeah, it is.
Move indoors.
Are you? You're ready.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm waiting on my phone call to go to another state game, so I haven't got it yet.
You haven't got it yet?
No.
Oh, okay. It would have to be a last-minute fill-in.
Get it? Fill?
Mm-hmm.
Fill-in.
Fill-in.
Fill-in. Fell-in. Fill-in. Hey, did you know what David Rush is in the news again, young man?
What's he been doing?
Him and his wife now are in the news. An Idaho couple put their laundry skills to the test and broke a GWR record by hanging up 10 items of clothing... This doesn't, in 51.8 seconds, David and Jennifer Rush took the Guinness World Records title for the fastest time to hang up 10 items of clothing, team of two, which with the record to beat standing is 57.87 seconds. David Rush said it took several practice attempts, as well as a few failed official attempts before they were able to shave off a chunk of time and earn the world record. We hugged and we kissed and we collapsed from exhaustion. So that doesn't seem very hard, though, does it?
Well, I don't know. It's pretty fast. I wonder how they did it. Like if they each had a clothespin or how they, you know, they worked,
I don't know,
worked together.
But 10 items, I mean, I could hang 10 Speedos up in 20 seconds.
Yeah. You have that many?
I'm not gonna say at this point.
Well, you talk about them every day, so you must.
Well, I just want to make sure people know that it's out there.
Yeah. Wow.
And you started this.
I did?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. About 3 or 4 years ago.
An Ontario band took their instruments deep into a mine to break the Guinness World Record for the deepest concert underground. The Miners and Sons played a set 8,086 feet and 11.31 inches below sea level inside the Kidd Mine in Timmins to break the record. This mine has spent 68 years taking rock out of that place and then spent one day bringing rock back. Oh, my good. You know, if I'm going down there, and caves, I get kind of a little bit freaked out,
really?
Like they're going to cave in. So you're in there banging away on your guitars and your drums. I'd be worried something's going to shake loose.
Really?
And get trapped in the mine.
Mm-hmm.
But evidently it didn't.
So, I mean, the acoustics have to be pretty good.
Well, I'm guessing there's a good echo.
Yeah, well, yeah. That would be pretty. I would even sound good down there, don't you think?
Well, maybe.
Oh, well.
It's a deep subject. Yeah. Yes. What else you got? Anything else of significance there, Hank?
Yeah, not really, but plane grounded for 4 days when 132 hamsters escaped. Yeah, let me read this. A plane was grounded for 4 days at a Portuguese airport when 132 hamsters escaped from boxes in the cargo hold.
Oh, man.
The Portugal flight from Lisbon airport featured a full up grounded. It was a contingent of passengers as well as hamsters and ferrets and birds and rat to a pet store.
So they were running around in the walls and the...
Yeah, so it says that 132 hamsters were found to escape from in the cargo hold. Officials said the plane was kept at the airport for safety reasons as the hamsters could pose a risk to the plane's electronic wires.
Oh, sure.
Workers spent 4 days scouring their plane for loose rodents. And it finally returned to Lisbon on this past Sunday.
Oh, yes. Chewing on some wires.
Like, oh, my goodness.
Like somebody told me they make the coating out of something that the rodents...
Really?
Like, yeah.
Everyone I've tasted had that does not taste good to
didn't
me.
Didn't taste good. No. Couldn't taste peanuts or anything like that?
No. Okay. Oh. I'm rodent free.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hmm. I heard somebody delivered some pens to you, too. You got more pens?
Yeah, I got more pens, more felt tip pens.
All right.
So, do you have anything else?
Not much.
I have one more. If you don't have any more, I'm going to...
There's a diaper-wearing kangaroo which escaped near a Florida elementary school, and it sparked a search. And the Hernando County Sheriff's Office issued an alert on social media telling local residents that a baby kangaroo wearing a diaper and a blue harness was on the loose. So they eventually found the baby kangaroo still clad in its diaper, and they were able to capture him.
Has Tiny Acres been down there?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Has Jenny been down there? Come on.
Again, one of those, you make the call to the authorities, they might think you've been... sipping on Grandpa's old coffee.
Yes. Right. That's,
what? Kangaroo just went by.
Welcome to the South.
Yeah.
I got one more for you, buddy. Deer runs through Tennessee gym, Phil. A deer crashed through a window of a Tennessee gym and ended up spending 2 hours in a locker room, leaving a smelly surprise behind.
Really?
Security camera footage of a competitive edge and fitness shows that the buck running across a treadmill after crashing through the gym wall through a window. Mark Johnson, the gym's owner, said the deer ended up in the women's locker room and was removed about 2 hours later by the Tennessee Wildlife Rescue Agency. He took a big dump in there and didn't even flush, Johnson wrote.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
So, what do you do? Wanted to work out.
A flush.
Yeah?
Just flush it. That's all you got to do.
A deer on a treadmill. That'd be
That would be kind of neat to see. Uh-huh. So I didn't see the footage on it, but...
Yeah.
But anyway, I hope you have a great day. And you're where tonight?
River Valley tonight.
Good luck tonight. Good luck to them. Good luck to everybody who's playing tonight. So
kind of hit the ground running with our season.
Yes, you are. So have a good day, my man.
You bet,
buddy. Be kind.
Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, your trusted partner for all things auto body repair. We provide exceptional service and quality repairs, ensuring your vehicle gets the care it deserves. Our free loaners keep you on the move, so you're never inconvenienced. With a strong reputation for excellence, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists is the name you can rely on. Visit us today and experience top-notch service. Call us at 608-375-4434 or stop by on Elm Street in Boscobel.
Do you get fulfillment by helping others? A career in healthcare may be for you. Schmidt Woodland Hills can make beginning or continuing your career in healthcare easier than you thought. A great way to start is through our CNA class held here on our campus. This 6-week course will teach you everything that you need to know to get your certification. Let us help you grow your future. If you would like to get more information about this program, contact Tyler Kleist at Schmidt Woodland Hills today.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels? Custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors. From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
The ladies at Added Touch Floral and Gifts would love to help provide the perfect touch for your upcoming holiday season. How about an amazing centerpiece for your dining room table? Definitely something to admire while enjoying a wonderful Thanksgiving meal with friends and family. Need a special gift? Fresh flowers, lighted canvas, wine, or home decor? Added Touch has your perfect gift. Order your poinsettias today. Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly hometown full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, or online at addedtouchfloral.com.
Your holidays with JCPenney. From snuggly soft women's sweaters just $19.99 to festive family PJs now 40% off. Get ready for winter with all the comfy, feel-good layers you love. Wrap yourself in a warm foam ink throw only $24.99. It's more cozy, bigger savings for you. JCPenney. Make it count. Offers valid on select styles through 11/21. Deals excluded from coupons. See store or jcp.com for details.
A a funeral service can help us remember the person who died and share our unique memories with others, creating hope for the future. This is Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Our goal is to allow families to create a funeral service that recalls good moments and special times. We also want you to have a service that allows healing to begin. We are always willing to help at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet.
On November 21st of 1980, an estimated 83 million TV viewers tuned in to the CBS primetime soap opera Dallas to find out who shot J.R. It turned out to be Kristen Shepherd, played by Mary Crosby. 1982, Liza Minnelli, Willie Nelson, Smokey Robinson, and Andrew Lloyd Webber were honored as the first group of Grammy Living Legends at an event in Los Angeles. And in 1995, singer Billy Joe Armstrong of Green Day was arrested for mooning his audience at a concert in Milwaukee. Some notes on today. Birthdays and anniversaries sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday today, Janelle Gruber from Aunt Jan and Uncle Arden. Greetings today to favorite sister Emma Jelenic. Too bad the Brewers weren't playing today, but know the pitchers and catchers report in roughly 82 days. Love from Easton. Happy 14th to beautiful and wonderful daughter Emma Jelenic. Lots of love from mom and dad. And kind, sweet granddaughter Emma. You are loved more than you will ever know. Love from Grammy and Papa Kinney. Greetings to Christy Troxell from Ed, Diane, and the families. Have a great day today. To Rowan Logue from St. Mary's School. Also to Emma Jelenic from all your friends at St. Mary's School. Kristen Sturba, greetings from Five Points Lutheran Church. Happy birthday, Natasha Muller from Lori and the Guys. The Bloom City Town Crier leaving us wishes today for Darlene Kintz and Christy Lee Troxell. Happy birthday to Sari Shore, also to Tracy Peterson and Kristen Sturba. Have a great day today. On the 21st of November, we salute Darlene Kintz from Backroads Resurrection Life Church. Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions today with wishes for Joshua Centeno, also to Jeremy Greenlee and Emma Angelenic, Nikki Lucas, Kathy Riddio, Lincoln Zweig, Miles Wilkinson, and Malloy Lynch. Happy birthday from the RC Lions to Janelle Gruber, Emma Jelenic, Christy Troxell, and Phil Prohaska. And happy anniversary, Georgia and Ronnie Moore from Margie.
Do you need to find a unique gift for someone special? Or maybe you just like one-of-a-kind items that nobody else has? This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, and we have put together a super cool collection of estate jewelry. Antique, vintage, mid-century, 80s, or even just used modern items. We have items from rings, earrings, diamonds, and necklaces, to bracelets and pocket watches, plus some repurposed items, men's and women's jewelry. If you like unique gifts that aren't expected, estate jewelry is the way to go. Oh, the best part? Estate jewelry is cheaper than new. J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette at the Prescription Center. Our new store at 930 Sexonville Road is great. We have room, windows, and the same friendly people. Thank you to all who have continued to allow us to care for you. Please remember to check when you register with your provider that the Prescription Center is your preferred pharmacy. At our new location, we are now able to be pet friendly. If you are riding with your pet, please bring them in. We would love to meet them. It is Part D time again. There are lots of changes this year. Large increases in deductibles, the ability for your Part D plan to cover your copays, so January is not so expensive, and changes to cover drugs. It is important that you check your coverage for next year. We will do that for free. We have our drive-up in place, so pull up to the door and call 647-8806. Paul will run or walk your prescription and pet treats out. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
7:42 on a Thursday morning. Get those ear flaps down. 30 degrees with winds around 12.
Love affairs and broken hearts. I've done my time. I've played my part. I've seen the good that love can do. I know the pain that it can put you through. Has been no hurting since I met you. No broken hearts. No trying to forget you. The more we're together, the more I understand why I've been feeling like a brand new man. You do my heart good. You make love feel like it should. Anyone can see by the way I look. You do my heart good. You're as constant as the stars that shine. Sparkle in these eyes of mine. I see the world in a whole new light. Everything is beautiful with you by my side. You do my heart good. You make love feel like it should. Anyone can see by the way I look. You do my heart good.
And this is Phil Nee. I hope you have a wonderful day. Thanks for joining us today. Joanne has the news next.
Fall in love with shopping local at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. This season, embrace the cozy and shop where it matters most, right here in your community. From bedroom sets to lift chairs, we have everything you need to transform your home for the fall. Plus, you're supporting a local business when you choose us. Come in today and experience personalized service, unbeatable value, and that perfect piece you've been searching for. 172 South Church Street, downtown Richland Center. Or call 475-6090. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a cloudy 30 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Town & Country TV and Appliance, Jones Chevrolet, and Walsh's Ace Hardware. A wind advisory is in effect through 6 o'clock tonight. Mainly cloudy and windy, scattered light snow showers this morning, turning to drizzle and sprinkles by midday, a high of 41, with northwest winds 15 to 25 miles per hour and gusts to near 40 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy and breezy, patchy drizzle possible early with a low of 35, and northwest winds 10 to 18 miles per hour. Currently in Richland Center, we have easterly winds at 6 miles per hour, and after a low of 27, we're up to 30 degrees.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Good Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulotz. State government's projected surplus grows. The Evers administration now projects the state will finish the 2023-25 budget with a $4 billion surplus, more than the $3.5 billion that had been expected. A first look at projected revenues for the 2025-27 state budget shows an additional $644.5 million the first year and just over $382.5 million in the second year, or 2.9% and 1.7% respectively. The new projection set the stage for more disagreement between the Democratic governor and Republicans, who hold a majority in the legislature, over what to do with the surplus. Home prices in Wisconsin continue to increase. The Wisconsin Realtors Association's latest monthly real estate report says strong demand and limited supply have maintained pressure on prices. The median home price rose 10.7% over the year from $280,000 to $310,000 in October. A total of 6,282 homes were sold in the state last month, slightly more than in October 2023, according to the report. 13 projects in rural communities across Wisconsin are getting a $24 million boost in funding courtesy of the U.S. Department of Ag. Wisconsin Rural Development Director Julie Lassa says the money comes through the Rural Energy for America program, which allows farmers and small businesses in rural communities to either install renewable energy systems or it can be used to help replace energy inefficient equipment. Projects getting funding include several solar arrays and grain drying systems and a dairy manure digester. Since 2021, REAP has invested more than $66 million to projects in Wisconsin since 2021. Mauston school officials say the district may dissolve if residents don't approve a referendum. The school board approved a measure allowing for dissolution on Monday after a pair of spending questions failed in the last two elections. Superintendent Joel Heesch says the district will run out of money when the 2026 school year starts. The board is considering cutting all athletics, field trips, clubs, and closing an elementary school next year just to stay afloat. Mauston is the largest school district in Juneau County, and it's unclear that what would happen if the district folds. As many organizations are suffering from a shortage of volunteers, research shows over 75.7 million, or 28.3% of the U.S. population age 16 and up, formally volunteered through an organization between September 2022 and September 2023, approaching a return to pre-pandemic levels of volunteerism, according to joint research by the U.S. Census Bureau and AmeriCorps. Although more Americans formally volunteered, the number of hours served per person has continued to decline. New data shows that formal volunteering is rebounding and informal help is climbing. Formal volunteering is helping others through organizations like food banks and other nonprofits. Informal helping includes activities like mowing a neighbor's lawn or bringing them groceries. According to AmeriCorps, an analysis of the Census Bureau's current population survey civic engagement and volunteering supplement data collected in September 2023, formal volunteers served an estimated 4.99 billion hours and contributed over $167.2 billion in economic value between September 2022 and 2023. An estimated 54.2% of Americans helped or exchanged favors with neighbors, such as housing, sitting, running errands, or lending tools between September 2022 and 2023, compared to 51.7% in 2019. And for the first time, the survey is tracking virtual volunteering, which gained popularity during the pandemic. It shows that 18% of formal volunteers serve completely or partially online. Following months of investigation, a rural Toma man has been arrested. Tuesday morning, shortly after 9, the Monroe County Combined Tactical Unit executed a search warrant and arrested 56-year-old James Osinger. The arrest of Osinger came after months of investigation that was first reported to the Monroe County Sheriff's Office by the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. The investigation uncovered that Osinger was in possession of hundreds of images and videos of child sexual abuse material. The investigation also uncovered that Osinger was involved in the creation of the material. Osinger was booked into the Monroe County Jail on multiple counts, each of first-degree sexual assault of a child under the age of 13, child enticement, and possession of child pornography. However, additional charges will likely be forthcoming as the investigation continues. Governor Tony Evers has ordered the flags of the United States and the state of Wisconsin to be flown at half-staff today in recognition of the third anniversary of the 2021 Waukesha Christmas Parade tragedy and to honor the six individuals who were tragically killed in the attack. Tamara Duran, 52, Wilhelm Hospel, 81, Jane Kulik, 52, Leanna Owen, 71, Virginia Sorensen, 79, and Jackson Sparks, age 8. Today is the Great American Smokeout. It is held each year on the third Thursday of November. Although cigarette smoking rates have been declining, cigarette smoking remains the most preventable cause of serious illness and death. Smoking and exposure to secondhand smoke cause more than 480,000 deaths in the U.S. every year. Smoking cigarettes increases the risk of at least 12 different cancers. In the U.S., cigarette smoking causes about 3 of every 10 cancer deaths. This number is higher in parts of the South and Appalachia. Some groups of people smoke more heavily or at higher rates. These populations tend to be those who face barriers to care and inequities in multiple areas of their lives, including people at lower socioeconomic levels, those without college degrees, American Indians and Alaska Natives, African American and Black communities, LGBTQ plus communities, people serving in the military, and people with mental health conditions. Quitting smoking isn't easy. It takes time and a plan. Success may look different for different people. There are many ways to quit smoking, and some work better than others. To have the best chance of quitting and remaining smoke-free, you need to know what you're up against, what your options are, and where to go for help. The American Cancer Society can help you access the resources and support you need to quit. You don't have to stop smoking in one day. Start with the day one. The Great American Smokeout can be your day to start your journey toward a smoke-free life. You'll be joining thousands of people who smoke across the country in taking an important step toward a healthier life and reducing your cancer risk. The American Red Cross is asking you to gather your friends and be there for others by making a blood or platelet donation. Festive activities and busy calendars this time of year can disrupt normal routines, leading to a drop in blood donation appointments. Two blood drives will be held today. The first will be from 8:30 to 1:30 at Kickapoo High School. The second will be from 9 to 2 at the Richland Center High School. Appointments are preferred by visiting redcrossblood.org or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS.
Walsh's Ace Hardware is your grilling destination. Walsh's has a grill for just about any situation. From Weber, Napoleon, Traeger, Blackstone, Charbroil, Pit Boss, and Orion, they can help. They always have a buy two, get one free deal on their chips, chunks, and pellets, so be sure to mix and match to try something new. Propane is your choice. They refill and exchange cylinders. Get ready to grill any time of year, courtesy of Walsh's Grilling Department.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Today is Thursday, November 21st. David J. Druckrei, 79 of Spring Green, died Saturday at UW Health University Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held this morning at 11 at Christ Lutheran Church in Spring Green, with burial in the Brown Church Cemetery. Friends may call at Christ Lutheran Church this morning from 9 until the time of service at 11. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for David J. Druckrei, 79 of Spring Green. Maxine Carolyn Patch, 95, of Muscadet, died Sunday. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Muscadet, with burial to follow in the Muscadet Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet today from 4 until 7, and again at St. Peter's Lutheran Church tomorrow morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. Memorials may be directed to St. Peter's Lutheran Church, the Muscadet Library, Pine Valley Community Village, or the Riverdale Food Pantry. Maxine Carolyn Patch, 95, of Muscadet. Jackie L. Duncan Durst, age 51, died Sunday at Gunderson Hospital in Boscobel. A celebration of life will be held Friday from 4 to 7 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be given to the family. Jackie L. Duncan Durst, age 51. Robert Dobber Dobson, 80, of Muscadet, died November 12th. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 1 until 3, with a time of sharing at 3 at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. If the weather is good, please bring your classic car or muscle car for the last car show for Dobber. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be directed to the family for a scholarship fund for technical education. Robert Dobber Dobson, 80, of Muscadet. Ryan Chambers, 19, of Richland Center, died Tuesday. Funeral services will be held Friday, November 29th at 4 at the Richland Center Community Center. Burial will be held Saturday, November 30th at 11 at the Czech National Cemetery, with the funeral procession leaving the Pratt Memorial Chapel at 10:30. Friends may call at the Richland Center Community Center Friday, November 29th from noon until 4. In lieu of flowers, donations may be directed to the family for a scholarship in Ryan's name. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Ryan Chambers, 19, of Richland Center. Julie Patricia Hamilton, 55, of Blue River, died Saturday after a battle with lung cancer. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, November 30th, from 3 until closing time at the Blue River Community Building. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Julie Patricia Hamilton, 55, of Blue River. Mary Barbara Schnurr, age 88, died Sunday. Private family services will be held at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro. Mary Barbara Schnurr, age 88. Doreen Alice Cradwell, 69, of Highland, died Sunday. A celebration of life will be held Sunday, December 1st, from 1 to 5 at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. In lieu of flowers, donations to Next Gen ALS would be appreciated. Doreen Alice Cradwell, 69, of Highland.
Get Black Friday savings all month long at Town & Country TV and Appliance at Reedsburg and Richland Center. Save on a brand new line of...